We speak with those on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, a great opportunity to talk about the reasons to give and talk about the activities in the community that are out and about. My next guest, new director of Community Research Institute with the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. So, Jody, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. You will be leading the community research data team into the future of philanthropy. We've spoken before, but we want to spend a little time on this new leadership role. First of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm a West Michigan native, did my undergraduate work at the University of Michigan focusing on psychology, and then did my master's and PhD at Michigan State. I taught for a little while and did some independent evaluation consulting, came to the Community Research Institute in 2012 as the senior research manager, and served in that role for about 3 years. Last summer, when our previous director went back to his teaching position in social work, I took over as the interim director, and now about a month ago have been appointed the permanent director of the Community Research Institute.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are the goals in this new leadership role for you?
You know, the Community Research Institute is really well-placed to understand research and evaluation in the community, mm-hmm. do some community-responsive data and web tools. So my hope is to help really deepen our understanding of these local issues, strengthen the relationships that we have with both our existing stakeholders and our new stakeholders, as well as work with the really talented staff that we have to help them achieve some, you know, potential that hasn't been met yet, where we've got, you know, really great people, all of the pieces in place, and just are working on putting some of those processes together to really take off.
You're looking also to contribute to local and field knowledge.
That's correct. I think, you know, one of the big potentials of the Community Research Institute is we can take things that are happening in the field of philanthropy, mm-hmm. try them out locally, but then also, you know, use the work that we're doing in Grand Rapids, where we have such a rich philanthropic culture, to be sort of an incubator of best practice and then share that knowledge with the field.
How does CRI engage with the community? Let's talk about what you've done, will do in the future.
Sure. We do a lot of program evaluation, some of what I call community responsive data, so big community needs assessments, community surveys. We specialize really in multi-stakeholder projects where we're working with collaboratives or groups of multiple organizations that are trying to measure collective impact or gather data from different sources to measure how they're having shared outcomes.
Web tools falls under this?
Yes. So our staff at the Community Research Institute is fantastic. It's about half research staff and then half technology professionals. So we have geographic information systems, database administrators, and web developers. So we build web tools that take census data and break them down to local geographies. One of those is called Community Profiles. It's free on our website. We also take some data from Nielsen and other sources that we purchased that look at things like businesses and retail leakage and help inform local stakeholders using some data that they probably wouldn't have access to otherwise.
Let's get into recent new projects, if you would.
Sure. So Metro Edge is one of the most recent things that we finished up. It's a project that, as I was saying, is a web tool that uses some census data, but then also some purchase data sets from Nielsen and other organizations. So the idea here is that it can allow neighborhood associations and businesses to have the same tools that big development organizations have. So they can help recruit new businesses, they can better inform their decisions about what sorts of businesses are needed, and how to really place those organizations well in the community. It's free on our website, so if you check out johnsoncenter.org, through funding through the Dyer Ives Foundation, we are able to make that available to everyone for free.
Dr. Jody Peterson with us, new director of Community Research Institute with the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Touch base on this this new data in the Community Profiles 2.0.
Yes. So Community Profiles 2.0 is a project that we've had for a few years, but we keep adding new data to it. Most recently, we've done a partnership with the Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. They collected data on tree canopies, which is essentially the proportion of area in a neighborhood that's covered with trees. It's linked to things like community well-being. So people feel like when there are more trees, there's more green space. People are happier living where they are. So now that's included in Community Profiles so people can see those data.
Take me to what's happening with VoiceGR and that data collection.
Yes. So VoiceGR is a big project that we do each year. It's a survey of Greater Grand Rapids residents on attitudes, perceptions, and opinions of the Greater Grand Rapids area. We are launching data collection the first week of June. We're really excited this year. It continues to grow year by year, and we're always looking for partners who have events or gatherings that we could come to. We collect data all summer. We're going to end it a little early this year because of the election, so probably the end of September. And then we put all the results up on our website so that nonprofits, governments, schools, anyone who needs the information to help inform things like applying for grants or where they're going to have new programs has access to good community data.
Great. Man, take that interim off your name and you hit the ground running, don't you, Jody? What else is important you share?
I think it's just really exciting to be working with the Johnson Center, especially under Kyle Caldwell's leadership, our new executive director who started last fall, and really think about how uniquely positioned the Johnson Center is to provide holistic services to organizations on both sides of philanthropy, both grant makers and grant seekers or nonprofits. I think we're really lucky to have an organization like that in Grand Rapids.
Remind me, we're a pretty philanthropic community.
Yes, we are. One of the most philanthropic communities in the country.
Bet. And Dorothy A. Johnson's doing well?
She is. I saw her last week Friday. She's fantastic.
She's a mover and shaker.
That's right.
Jody, how do we find out more information about the Community Research Institute and the center?
Check out our website at johnsoncenter.org.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.